You're listening to another edition of the Block Report with the Minister of Information. Today, our guest is the legendary hip-hop journalist, Davey D, who's been doing a lot of work around the Net Neutrality Act. Davey, thank you for being with us. And what is the Net Neutrality Act?
Well, the Net Neutrality Act is actually, let me explain what net neutrality is. And for people that are listening, it gets a little complicated, so it might seem boring, but it's real important because it's going to change the way that we communicate with one another. Right now, if you go on the internet has been a real godsend for a lot of people, whether you're just trying to get news across, whether you're trying to get your radio show, the Block Report, across to people, or whether you're just an artist trying to get music from one point to the other. The net allows you to do that freely, meaning that you're just one click away. So, in other words, if you have your Block Report could be as big as, say, ABC or CNN, because everybody, all they got to do is just know the address and they can click to it. And so that's been a big problem for these big media conglomerates and a lot of people in power. So let's say you find out some dirt on a politician. You can go put it on your report, and all you have to do is get the address to everybody, and they can access that. They just click on it, they can get the information. If you're an artist, and you don't got all the money that 50 Cent has, or you can come out, do your tape, put it up on the web, put the music up there, and all you got to do is get the address so you can bump from 50 Cent's site down to yours. It's just one click away. So now what you got is these big media outlets, in particular AT&T and Comcast. They're the leaders. This congressman, who you should know, Bobby Rush, you know, from the Congressional Black Caucus, you know, and a few of these other people have been leading the charge to change the scene. So now what they want to do, they want to make it so if you go to a site and you don't pay a certain amount of money, then the site will be slow. So let's go back to the example we use with your Block Report versus CNN. Right now, it's even. I click CNN, I see CNN site, I click your site, I go to Block Report. I can get the information freely. Now, they're going to say, well, we just want the CNN site to load up quicker, and we're going to have to charge you $10, $12, $13 extra dollars, you know, a month or maybe even more to have people easily get your site. So when I go to click on your site, it might take forever for it to download. I go to click on CNN, it's right there, quick, fast, in a hurry. So hopefully that makes sense to people. So they want to basically divide up the internet so people who don't have money, people who have a radical or different point of view, people who are competition to major record labels and industry, that their internet connection to the public will be real slow and everybody else's will be real fast. That's the best way to kind of describe it.
Who are some of the key players and how has the fight been going up until this point?
Well, what they did was in Congress, they had a thing called the COPE Act. And the COPE Act was basically like the Community Opportunity Program something. I forget the whole acronym, but it was called the COPE Act. This is what Congressman Bobby Rush pushed forth. Now, his angle was that he was trying to tell people, look, you vote for this act, and we get it passed through Congress, this is going to allow people's cable bills to drop down lower. And he also said that the money that people would have to pay is going to go for research so that the companies like AT&T and Comcast and these other service providers could come up with high-speed internet. So now on the surface, people are like, oh, okay, my cable bill's going down, and they're going to use the money so that we can have a faster connection. So he might come to you as an artist and say, man, you know, just pay this extra money, and you can get the speed so it's almost 100 times faster. Sounds good on the surface, but here's what he's not telling you. The first thing is he got $1 million from AT&T. Okay, that should tell you something right there. And $1 million was so that he can run programs out of his own little building that he has in Chicago. The second thing is that the technology is already there. About 2 or 3 years ago, I cut a deal where I was going to work with some people in South Africa, actually the government over there, to provide them content. And when we were talking about making the deals, we thought we would have to FedEx all our information, and they told us about how fast their technology was. And they said back then, this is about 2003, 2004, they said the technology that they had was close to 100 times faster than it was here in the U.S. So in other words, if I wanted to download a movie in South Africa, I'd do it instantaneously at a snap of a finger. So you could just, you know, music, you can download entire albums real quick. So the speed is there. So if you're trying to get information to the masses of people, you can do it instantaneously. Now at the time, they were saying that the U.S. was making it very difficult to get that sort of technology into the United States, that they were trying to find a way to monetize it. So, you know, they were working with like Danny Glover and Michael Jackson and Will Smith and all these other people to get content so that it could go to South Africa and they can take advantage of their technology. In Beirut, where I was at for a week, their technology was much faster than ours. In France, it's about 50 times about 50 times faster than it is in the U.S., their DSL connections, and they pay only $6 a month. So the technology is there, and it doesn't need to be discovered. All they're just going to do is open up the gates, and they're just trying to bamboozle people by telling them, oh, well, you know, pay some extra money, and we're doing research. The only research they're doing is just going to pick up a phone and call up somebody and say, okay, let's bring the technology in. So those are two things that we really need to keep in mind. So right now, the main players is AT&T, Comcast, Verizon. You should really look twice when you see Verizon doing all these commercials about downloading the music. They're trying to cultivate a habit for people so that you start to associate Verizon with music. And then what will eventually happen once the net neutrality thing goes through, then they're going to be able to come back and be the ultimate music site. And then all these independent artists who they're not in favor of, who they don't have a relationship with, who can't pay whatever money, they might not be able to get on the Verizon site. AT&T has already opened up a music portal, and they've been advertising it as the ultimate place for you to get all your musical needs. So in other words, these companies that just provide phone service are now starting to move into the entertainment arena in anticipation of being able to have these high-speed connections that nobody else will.
How do you think that that's going to affect the digital divide between the black, brown, and low-income communities?
I mean, you're going to see that immediately because what's happening is people in our community are catching the most heat, okay? So in Chicago, they just found out all this information about Commander John Burge, who was torturing people. Okay, now, they might do a headline on the paper, but they're not going to tell you the behind-the-scenes story. They're not going to interview everybody who's there, et cetera, et cetera. And people need to know about the information so that they can either come up with new strategies, find out who they need to talk to, or at least keep their eye on the case. Well, now, if you have the internet either inaccessible or somebody like you as a journalist who want to provide some information or some insight, you can't communicate to one another. That's basically what this boils down to. They're trying to find ways to make sure that people who don't have a voice never get a voice. And the internet was providing that, and people were stepping up their game, starting to do their own radio stations online, do their own magazines, their own websites, their own distribution, all this sort of stuff they were doing online. And it was bringing people to a point of parity with the big boys. Now they want to change that, and they basically want to shut it off. So anything that we need to have exposed is going to be very difficult to do because of the change that they want to bring to the internet. And now some people might say, well, we'll just go back to the traditional ways, which is I'll just go print my own newspaper, or I'll start my own television station, or do whatever. But what's happening with the price of energy being going up and some of these new labor laws and new copyright things that are getting ready to come down the pipe, that's going to be even more expensive than going online.
How can people keep up with the Net Neutrality Act? I know you got www.davyd.com. But how else can people keep up with some of the information in regards to this act?
The main site that you go to is SaveTheNet.com or SaveTheNet.org. That's the main one. Now, just to show you how devious the people on the other side, AT&T and some of these people are, what they did was they used similar language to talk about this situation. So they have a campaign called Hands Off the Internet, and they have a nice little cartoon to make it seem like they're down with the people. So when you watch their cartoon, it's like, yeah, we don't want nobody messing with the internet, and that's why we're saying Hands Off the Internet, support that. If you see that cartoon, or you see hear that title, Hands Off the Internet, that's AT&T trying to pull wool over your eyes and act like they're your best friend, when really they're trying to stifle you in the end. The other thing you need to know is that they've been spending up to $1 million a day talking to people in Congress, lobbying your senators. So like when I called Dianne Feinstein's office, she still don't have an opinion. This thing's been in front of her for 6 months and she still don't have an opinion, which means that she might be on the fence in terms of taking money from AT&T or Comcast or Verizon. So those are the people that you need to stay away from. SaveTheInternet.org or SaveTheInternet.com are the two places that you should go to, and they can give you all the breakdown on that.
You was just listening to the voice of legendary hip-hop journalist Davey D on The Block Report. You can get up with him at www.daveyd.com. And until next time, we out.
Peace.
You can get in touch with The Block Report by emailing us at blockreportradio@yahoo.com. Free them all.